And time now for some of your letters. About last weekend's conversation with singer-songwriter James McMurtry, Ed Pichetta writes, James's consistently deadpan delivery may consign him to the backwaters of popularity, but he writes such a destination is only fitting, since it's the same place occupied by many of the down-and-out characters he writes about in his songs. I find that even a thimble full of attention to James McMurtry's honest, penetrating, and frequently beautiful songwriting does much to cleanse the gallons of bombast and egotism currently soiling what remains of the public airwaves. Also, of the countless emails we received requesting or denouncing Susan Stamberg's famous cranberry relish recipe, we heard from Patty Riches of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and she writes, "For years I have listened as Susan Stamberg promoted her mother-in-law's unusual recipe for cranberry relish, but although I consider myself to be something of a gastronome, I was never brave enough to try it. The feature on Weekend All Things Considered changed my mind, so I made a batch of Mama Stamberg's for Thanksgiving dinner as well as the traditional cranberry sauce, just in case, and the entire group loved it," she says. "Since the holiday, we've stored the leftovers in a covered container on our deck, so the relish will retain the slightly slushy consistency that makes it so unique and tasty, especially on a turkey sandwich. If you have comments, compliments, tasty or otherwise, you want to add to the slushy consistency we have here on All Things Considered, write us at watc@npr.org. That's watc@npr.org.